Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. He keep on blessing us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again. Amen. Somebody say, he made a way from me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me, amen, to come into your homes this morning. Amen. I pray that you, hallelujah, got into the song this morning. Amen. Because, yes, he keep on blessing us. He keep on lifting us up. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll never leave you, not forsake you. Amen. I will be with you until the end of this world. Amen. So, yes, he keeps on blessing us day by day by day. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, praise God, but you got to know that you are blessed by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know how we do. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, this morning. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to open up the airways this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to bless thy people, Lord God, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, by say, kuna masia, yes, Holy Spirit, if anyone is low in their spirit, Father God, that you will lift them up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, Father God. Move by your mighty power on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move through the homes, God. Move wherever we at today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nazareth, Lord God. Now, as I have studied, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, allow Carolyn to step aside, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to take control this morning, Father God, to deliver your word with power and authority, Father God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your sovereignty, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, God, hallelujah, have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This morning, amen, I want to take you to a passage, amen, that we all know. I want to take you to Luke. If you have your Bibles, you have your Bibles, come on to the sword of the Spirit. Get your Bibles out. Luke. The first chapter, verses 26 to 37. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you time to get the word out this morning. Amen. Praise God. Ah, glory to God. I bless everyone, everybody's here today. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to be in your homes, to share the infallible word of God, the enriched word of God with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It just gives me great joy. Praise God to pray. Glory to God. It's going to bless you in a special way. I thank God for you today. Today is going to be talking from the message, you are blessed and highly favored. Grace upon grace. But before we get started, hallelujah, don't you start shouting yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand that being blessed and highly favored doesn't mean that your plans are going to go the way you want them to go. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. In fact, it's just the opposite. Many times God disrupts everything that you had in mind. Totally tear up your plans. How many know that God will tear up your plans? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We always have plans, amen, that we want to do, but we got to go to God with the plans in our hands and say, Lord, if it be your will, come on, Holy Ghost, have your way in my life, amen, and it goes in a completely different direction. To be blessed, to be highly favored is to have, amen, Glory to God. Hallelujah. It has us to move some things of our, to liquidate. How about that? Liquidate some things. God comes today to liquidate of our thoughts, to be able to let go of what we thought was going to happen and to embrace what God wants to do in our life. It may be a shift. Come on, somebody. We know when the ship comes. Praise God. Hallelujah. It just seems like everything is out of order. But when God comes to shift your life, amen, it may be a turn, but God has a plan, and it's better than yours. Come on. Take a look. Amen. And what God is doing in your life today. Amen. God can shift some things, meaning that, praise God. Hallelujah. Things do look out of order, but God is putting things in order. The Bible says in Luke 1, it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God. Come on, I want you to hear this. This is so important. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Hold on to that. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and consider what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. The Bible says that Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit, hey, Globo, sit in his soul on my feet. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I want you to notice two things in this Bible. One, I want you to know in this verse, in this scripture, verse number 26, it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. How many know that God do send an angel, oh Holy Ghost, to put things in order. You may, I don't care where you at right now, God can send an angel to put things in order. God can send an angel to shift things in place. God sends an angel wherever we at, amen, praise God. Because the Bible says, yes, Holy Ghost, that the angel Gabriel was sent by God. It wasn't sent by man. It was sent by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. When God is ready, he will send an angel, amen, to make things happen for you. Now, he didn't say everything was going to go in the way that you wanted to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he knows, amen, when he sends an angel to put your life in order. Glory to God, glory to God. Because the Bible says that the angel was sent by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then we look at the scripture, amen, praise God. I don't know, seeing my higher. Yes, Holy Ghost. 28, it says, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Are you hearing me, people of God? The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, my subject today, you are blessed and you are highly favored of God. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thy or highly favored. That's good. Sounds real good to me. Sounds real good to you. It's like being favored. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Don't you like to be favored? Of all people in the world, you're favored. That means you've been selected. You've been chosen. And you have, glory to God, exceeded the rest. You are in a category all by yourself. You have been highly favored. Theologically, it means you've been highly graced. Watch the interchangeable between grace and favor. When we talk about Noah, it says, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah was highly favored. To be favored is to have grace of God. The grace that sets you apart. Yes, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you win and you can't take the credit for it. It's just grace. If you manage to hold on to your family, your marriage, or whatever it may meet. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You can't look down on nobody else, but praise God, hallelujah, because you've been great. Because you're looking over, amen, praise God, and God has blessed you, amen, praise God. Somebody say it's called grace. If you raise the children, the good children, and they turned out good, come on, somebody, it's called grace. Because nobody has this to raising excellent children. Nobody. We all, praise God, winged it as we went along. It's called grace. Just because, amen, praise God, you're highly favored. Grace, grace, just grace and highly favored. Gets through school and walking over, glory to God, to get your degree, diploma, whatever it may be, praise God, it's called grace. Come on, Holy Ghost. And you know them, amen, when you take tests and exams and finals and the glory to God, it's the Messiah. It's called grace because God has blessed you, amen, praise God. You've been highly favored. The Lord is with thee. That's good news, too. Blessed are thou among women. You're in a class all by yourself. It's called grace. I want to talk about, are you blessed and highly favored today? Come on, Holy Ghost. So I want you to know that you are blessed and highly favored. Don't you know that today? Praise God. Whenever God gives you a word, It's going to take faith because the word never addresses the obvious. The word never comes to tell you that you are already known. The word comes into your life to reveal something that will require faith to execute. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word doesn't come to teach rich people to be rich. The accountant can't tell that. The word comes to tell the poor people you're rich. It's called the opposite. The word is sometimes seems like it's contradiction to the circumstances that you're in right now. It comes to the weak people and say that you are strong. The word comes in a direct contradiction to your circumstances and how you see yourself. And whenever the word comes, faith has to come red in behind it. Come on, faith. Come on, faith. Come on, faith. Somebody say, come on, faith. Come on, catch up with me. My God, I give you glory. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's important to read your word daily. That's why it's important, praise God, to get into the word. Let the word come alive in your life. You don't need faith to know that I am a woman. Come on, somebody. You don't need a faith to know that you're an African-American. You don't need faith because you know that you're already there. I don't need faith to know what I know. I need faith to know what I don't know. And without faith, it won't be able to receive the word of God. And that's what's happening to the people of God. They're not receiving the word of God, allowing the word to come. Yes, Holy Spirit, to birth in your life. The word come to the Mosaya, to turn some things up around, Mama said. The word comes, amen, to shift you into a new place, amen. Without the word of God, my God, I give you glory. Glory to God, glory to God. We have to shift into the faith that God wants us to come into, praise God, because a lot of times we don't see a glory. We don't see things happening before us, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and faith coming bold. We got to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. Come on, people of God. First, receiving the word of God, receiving the inobvious, receiving the abstract, receiving the ridiculous. The angel came to challenge her circumstances and to tell her, you shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Now we can come out here and put a big manger up in front of the church or wherever, praise God, that's who they will send me. And we can sing the song, glory to God, glory to God. We can rehearse the story and go home and eat whatever we eat, praise God, or whatever we do throughout the day, praise. But the word doesn't come so that we have another historic account of a biblical story or a recitement for the children. The word comes, bro, yes, Holy Ghost, that we might learn how to live. So what are the principles that this story comes to teach us? That wherever God calls you something, that you are not. You become what God says because he said it. The angel doesn't say, Hail Mary, you're going to be blessed. Hail Mary, you're going to be highly favored. He says you are highly favored right now. Yes, people of God, open up our hearts and let us talk. Let us look at Mary's life right now. You are highly favored. You shall bring forth a son. His name shall be called. I don't feel pregnant. Come on. Mary standing there, I don't feel pregnant. I don't seem pregnant. I don't feel any physical sign that I am pregnant. That's why I came to tell you that there won't be any sign, people of God. There won't be any sound. Come on. There won't be any witness. Hey, my sword of the Bastia. But I'm going to bring it to pass, saith the Lord thy God. In fact, that's how you know God did it. When there is no evidence but his word. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I don't say it, God. But I believe it because you spoke it. I don't say it, God. But I believe it, God, because you gave me the dream. I don't believe it, God. Hey, come on, somebody. But somebody say, well, God, help my unbelief. And she struggled to receive the word. How can these things be? Seeing as I know not a man. That our biggest problem with receiving the word of God, we seem to be hooked on, come on, somebody, the validation of men. And if we don't get the validation, come on, and the accommodation of men, we have trouble believing God's word sometimes. How can I be rich when a man say I am poor? How can I be strong when men say I am weak? How can I be the head? Come on. How can I be the head when my friends say I'm the tail? How can I be above when my situation looks beneath? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. How can I be an overcomer when it looks like everything has pressed me down? How can, oh, Rabbi say, Kudaba Sanda, how can I have peace when I feel so confused? How can I have joy when I've been going through a season of depression, pain, sorrow, discouragement, and rejection? How can? The angel said, that's why I came, to tell you that your circumstances are lying. Your conditions are not true. What you feel doesn't matter because it's not about a feeling. Somebody say it's not about a feeling. I get confused when people say I feel some type of way. Glory to God. Because God don't give us those kind of feelings. Amen. We got to believe that God has spoken, and God has spoken from the foundation of the world over our life. God didn't bring nobody into this world. Amen. Praise God to be confused. Come on, Holy Ghost. God didn't bring us into the world, amen, to let us be underneath. God has given us the ability to prosper in life because he said, above all things, I wish that you will prosper and be in good health. Come on, Holy Ghost. Circumstances sometimes lie. The devil speaks to us and tells us what God ain't gonna do. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give it glory. Your flesh will not confirm it. Your emotions will not validate it. Your friends will not collaborate it. Oh, Shatu Rabatia. Humanity will not condone it. Come on, Holy Ghost. But you are highly favored. And what God is getting ready to do in your life, he will not need a partner. Come on, Holy Ghost. He don't need a board. He don't need a committee. He don't need a man. Oh, my God, I give it glory. He just needs, come on, hold it, Masia. He just needs you to believe that he is God. He is the creator of all things. Come on, Holy Ghost. He holds all things in his hand. The world he holds in his hand. Come on, somebody. He's just going to bring it to pass all by himself. My God, who I'm talking to. I know I'm talking to myself this morning, but who else I'm talking to this morning? He's going to do it through your lonely self, your empty self, your lacking self, your troubled self. He's going to do it. My God, I give you glory. Your situation doesn't confirm it, but God's going to. How can these be? Seeing I know not a man. You don't need nobody. Come on, Holy Ghost. You don't need anybody to authorize it, organize it, give you credentials, lay hands on you, say it's going to happen, validate it. My God, I give it glory. Stand with you. Put their support behind you. They don't have to vote for you. They don't have to believe with you. My God, I give you glory. They don't have to like you. They don't have to confirm it. They don't have to support it. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. But if God said it, that settles it. Oh, y'all, God, my secuda basanda. To me, it was something about the leaping of the baby that gave her strength for the time to resilience. When I thought about the word resilience, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. My. It was saying strong and tough. Able to withstand, to recover quickly from a difficult situation. My God, I give you glory. And the Shaddai, the El Shaddai, you have to go from receiving to resilience because now you're in process of what God is getting ready to do. And in order to get through process, you have to be resilient. You have to praise God by saying, be strong and tough. You have to be able to withstand some things in life, praise God. You have to be able to stand in the midst of all that's going on around you. You have to be, glory to God, stand when things are seized like El Baseka, Tura Basanda, when the world seems like it's all against you, when things seem like they're not with you. You got to be resilient. You got to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. My God, I give you glory. And in order to get through the process, you have to be resilient. What I like about God, God won't ask you to be resilient without giving you hope. God gives us hope, people of God. So he lets them have this meeting to give her some encouragement that you're on the right track, that when you go back into discouragement, you would have something to encourage yourself and say, I don't know how this is going to turn out. My God, I say thank you. I don't know how this is going to turn out. Oh, my God, I give it glory. But I do know that I'm on something. Because when I went, yes, Holy Ghost, when I went to the Word of God, it caused something to leap on the inside. Some of us, amen, praise God, get that by coming to church. When all hell is breaking loose, we come to church. We come online, wherever we may go. Oh, Rabbi said, I will see you. And sometimes it's said or done that makes your baby leap. That baby leaps, praise God, when faith connects with you, praise God, that double stag. It's a hard thing when you find someone, praise God, that's dead in faith because they won't move in God. They won't leap in God. They won't do the things that God wants them to do, praise God. My God, I give you glory. But when God do something, that witness on the inside, things start leaping in your life. You start moving in things that God has given you, praise God. You will no longer see still, because now something's sleeping on the inside. I got to move forward in life. I can't blame mama. I can't blame daddy. I can't blame sister. I can't blame all the ones that are double standing up outside, the ones that's around me. My role, I say, cool about something. I can't blame nobody. Even though you got to go to work or whatever, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, this day, praise God, or next week, praise God, and deal with the same old stuff that you're dealing with before, amen, Sunday makes it a little bit better because the baby leaves on Sunday so you can go in there and face all your haters and say, good morning, people of God. Because once you are strengthened on the inside, the things that happen on the outside don't bother you because your baby has done leaping. My God, I give you glory. When your baby leaps, come on, Holy Ghost, you can sustain yourself. You can hold on a little longer. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, I'm going to hold on a little longer. My head won't stay cool about standard because God is going to visit my town. God is going to visit me where I'm at. God is going to visit me. Praise God. He's going to send an angel to do what I cannot do. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give it glory. I'm going to go to a song, people of God. I'll be right back. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody say glory to God. I'm birthing today. My God, I say thank you. Hallelujah, my mountain mover, glory to God, my lily of the valley, high, yes, Holy Spirit, come on, Jesus, I love calling his name, high, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank and praise God for that song, my mountain mover, come on, Jesus is our mountain mover, people of God, glory to God, glory to God, just call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the closer you get, the quicker he comes, my God, I give you glory, the devil said, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I say thank you. The devil said, okay. Hey, my sword of Abathia. I couldn't stop him. Come on, receiving it. And I couldn't stop him or her from being resilient. I couldn't stop her, praise God, yes, holy. I couldn't stop them from being strong and tough. I couldn't stop them, amen, from recovering quickly. My God, I give you glory. He said, but I I got another test for him, praise God. See how favored she is now. See how favored he is now. Ah, my God, I give it glory. I'm going to give him or her the rejection now. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. See, that's how the enemy moves, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But know who you serve. Hey? See, being favored doesn't mean you don't need to be resilient. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his mouth. Being favored doesn't mean you won't be rejected, but you got to know that God is with you. That's why the angel told you. The angel wouldn't have told you if your circumstances wouldn't have validated. The angel told you so you have something to hold on to while you're going through the rejection, because sometimes in life we have to go through rejection. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, so that none of us, none of these things would move you from what you believe. So we get back on the horse, Mary. Get back on the horse, people of God. We're going to find something. Oh, Joseph, come on. I can't wait much longer, she's telling. That's all right, baby. We're going to find something. Now, she got to trust the guy who was about to divorce her. And she's vulnerable now because the baby is heavy. Joseph, we don't have much longer. Wait a minute. I see a place over there. See, God has a plan for your life. He knows the direction you're going to go. He knows where he's going to put you. He knows what's going to happen in your life. Let me try that. Mister, I'm paraphrasing right now. My wife is going into labor. I'm sorry, no room. God, what am I going to do? Now, see, you got to understand that she's feeling rejected at this point. Now, she knows that God already sent an angel to tell her what's going to happen, but now here comes a bit of contradiction of what's going on in this situation. Every time that God speaks to us, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, it doesn't mean that we're not going to go through something where the blessings is getting ready to happen. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. So, wait a minute, I see a place over there. Let us try that. Oh, I'm sorry, there's no room. God, what are we going to do? Now, I'm not sure I can do justice with the final trimester of this pregnancy. I can imagine this, but she says real. But all men and women, you got this, don't you? Except she wasn't on a donkey in Palestine. With no anesthesia, no prenatal care. So they add in there. So not yet. I'm going to tell you what it feels like to be a man or woman in the family crisis. And you can't deliver. I'm going to tell you what it is like to go back home and look at the need. Can't produce. I'm going to tell you that the pressure that comes on your heart when you recognize you're running out of time. Anybody ever felt like they're running out of time? Glory to God. There's a time, amen, you are in the 11:59 hour and 12 o'clock, amen, praise God. Something has to happen quickly. And you're told, I got your back. God got your back. And you and somebody had yours. And you're running out of time. Yes, dear. Joseph. And you, Joseph. You can't do nothing. There are some men and women right now who knows what I'm talking about. But you had to go back to the donkey and say, we got to make this do. Saddle up the people you love on top of something you hate into something you can't fix and keep riding. See, a lot of times we can't fix the situation, but we know who can. That's what being a man or woman is. It says you're a man or woman, even though you didn't get it in the end. I say you're a man or woman, even though you didn't fix the problem. I say you are the man or woman, even though you couldn't do what you wanted to do. Even now, I say you a man or woman, praise God. Why? Because you stayed. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You stayed in the midst of all that was going on around. You stayed in the midst of rejection. You stayed in the midst of confusion. You stayed in the midst of not knowing what to do from the next step. Glory to God, because God said it, Messiah. Man plans that way, but God orders our steps, people of God. She birthed the thing that wouldn't birth her. She delivered the thing that would deliver her. She pushed out the baby that would push her out of sin. She nursed that child that could nurse her. She held on that would hold on to her. She blessed the one that would bless her. You see, the reason the devil doesn't want you to birth what God put in you is because as soon as you get through the birthing it, it's going to birth you. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Anybody ready? I shall to the Messiah for the elevation in life. Praise God. Everything I ever delivered always turned out, amen, to deliver me. Come on, Holy Ghost. She birthed redemption. She redeemed in delivery what will redeem her in crucifixion. The thing that's in you right now will deliver you. Come on. This is what I want you to see. God doesn't need anything in me to deliver the things that's in you. When you push out what's in you, you will meet your deliverer, Jesus Christ. Or let me say it to you in Bible language. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Come on, Holy Ghost. My gift will not make room for you. My gift ain't gonna do it. My gift will make room for me. The most my gift can do is help you to birth your gift. Come on, Holy Ghost. Your gift will make room for you so that when the room is made, come on, I don't get the credit. No one will get the credit out of your life. Why? Because God is birthing new things in his people. Yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. You was poor, but glory to God. You are rich. Amen. You was weak, but now you're strong. Come on, somebody. You was the tail, but now you the head. Come on, somebody. They did look at you beneath, but now you are above. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. You are an overcomer. Come on, somebody. You are not confused. My God, I give you glory. Yes, this is your season of joy. This is your season, your liberal sire, to get rid of depression, pain, sorrow, and discouragement. It is your season. Amen. Praise God, because God says, amen. Holy Ghost, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Lord God, because the Bible says in verse 26, he wants us to know, praise God, it was a Gabriel was sent by God to a city. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in Galilee named Nazareth. But wherever you're at, God is going to send an angel, amen, to deliver you out of that place of affliction, out of that place, amen, glory to God, of nobody. God is going to deliver you out of that place, amen, praise God, of being beneath. God is going to deliver you out of that place, amen, praise God, of not being healed. God is going to deliver you out of that place, amen, praise God, of being stagnant. God is going to deliver you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, glory to God, because when God sends an angel, my God, I give you glory. She rejoiced. She rejoiced. He said, had it come in, the angel said, I rejoice. Highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you, women. Blessed are you, men. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give it glory. You are blessed today. The Lord sent me to tell you today, glory to God, if you don't even believe what you have almost said to the Master, that you are blessed today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God said to the most under my ear. Yes, Holy Ghost. God said, glory to God, come out of depression. Come out of that place, amen, praying God, thinking that I won't move for you. Come out of that place, amen, glory to God, what the enemy talked to you about. Come out of that place, amen, praise God. Know that God is going to send an angel to deliver your soul out of that place. Amen, praise God. Come out of that place. That God wants you to come out of, my God, I give it glory. You've got to know that the eyes of the Lord is upon those who are righteous. The eyes of the Lord are the most sunny. Amen. He cut the most fire. God says, my eyes are upon you today, people of God. You've got to believe that I am God. I hold the world in my hand. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I'm Jehovah Nisi. Come on, I am your bloodstained battle. I am that I am. More Rabasi Kula Masia. I own the whole world. I own the banks. I own the jobs. I own the car dealers. I own the houses. My Siku Rabasi Namahaya. God says, I own everything. My God, I give it glory. Am I talking to somebody today other than myself this morning? My God, I say thank you because God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Whatever he promised you, hallelujah, glory to God, from your birth up until now, my God, I give you glory. He's already made the plans. He's already made the preparation. He already did those things, amen, in advance. But you got to believe in it, glory to God. You got to walk in this thing by faith. You can't let faith lag behind you. You got to walk with favor. You got to eat faith. You got to see faith. My God, I give it glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, oh God. We thank you for speaking a word over our lives this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing heaven to earth for us, God. Let thy will be done in heaven as it is on earth, God. Oh God, let heaven meet earth today for us, God. Oh God, touch us today, my God. I give you glory. We thank and praise God today for his word today. Glory to God. I pray, God, that God said today, my son and my higher. He said, encourage my people. Let my people know, glory to God, that I did not forget about them. It might look impossible, people of God, but I hear the spirit of the living God. He said, nothing is impossible with me. Ah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We got to understand, praise God, by saying my higher, just like he told me. Mary, praise God, nothing is too hard for me. Ah, glory to God, my God, I give it glory. Is there anything too hard for me, saith the Lord thy God? Ah, come over my sin and yaya. God's going to bless somebody here on this line today. Oh, come on and lift your hands up and praise God today. He's done the Messiah. He said, I'm doing exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask to think according to the power that works upon the inside of you. Glory to God, glory to God. What power are you packing in the day, people of God? What power are you believing in the day, people of God? Because God is God. He holds all things in his hand. He is the great I am. I am that I am sent me today to tell you, glory to God, glory to God. I will be with you to the end of the world. I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished with you yet. Glory to God, glory to God. You got to walk by faith and not by sight, by my sin and my higher. God said, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Come on, somebody, lift your heads up today. The Lord is coming in today. He is the King of glory over your life. God is not going to let man get the glory out of your life. My God, I give you glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The glory is going to belong to the Lord thy God. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory today. My God, I say thank you today. Hallelujah. The word says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. I'm going to pray today. I'm praying that God will set a hedge of fire for protection over you and your family that shall be impregnable in Jesus' name. I pray that God will expose and wither every evil hand that is stretched out against you in the name of Jesus. As this year is moving along, glory to God, I pray that you will not mourn or be in sorrow for your family and your loved ones. I'm praying today, glory to God, that you will receive your breakthrough without further delay in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying today that God Almighty will make the way for you in what you see, as an impossible situation by making every mountain and every hill of obstruction give away in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. God shall be there for you at the every point of your need, and his blessings shall never pass you by. I'm praying today, my God, I give you glory. The Lord has gone before you to make the crooked places straight for his purpose and his glory. Come on, somebody, I give God the glory. Did you know that every time Jesus passed through a place, he left behind testimonies? Oh, come on, somebody say, Lord, 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 come on through here today, my God, I give you glory. Therefore, I'm praying that as Jesus passed through your life, he will leave you with testimonies of his power and his grace. Come on, somebody, as God hears the smallest whisper of your heart's desire, I pray that he will publicly honor you and reposition you for greater things as your journey through this season. May the Lord who set an invisible border around Israel and Goshen be the shield and a defense for you and your family as he make the invisible. Glory to God in Jesus' name. I'm praying for you today, glory to God, that during this week, come on somebody, during this week, you'll receive a fresh touch from your heavenly Father to move you forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, people of God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. You have been on the air, praise God, with no other than the only one. Apostle Carolyn McNeil, praise God, reign of glory, revival ministry, praise God, where the pastors say the Messiah is Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. You have been on the air today. I pray the Lord will bless you today. I pray, glory to God, that God will catapult you into a new place in him. I pray today, my sequina, my son, that God will catapult you, praise God, my hekatura, my son, where the enemy can't find you, where he can't trace you. My God, I give you glory. You have been on the air today, and I pray that your Sunday will be blessed in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. We thank God for everyone, praise God, on this line this morning. I thank God, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for everyone, praise God, that supported the ministry up until now. Praise God, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, this is our Sunday morning service. You can give your Sunday morning offering, amen, 302-883-9799 is the ministry number. You want to get in touch with me for prayer, or glory to God, or you want me to lead you to Christ, however, whatever it may be, praise God, I'm available to you, 302-883-9799. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. I'm going to pray out, praise God, and I pray that God will continue, amen, to surround you with his loving kindness. I pray today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God will move forward in your life, praise God. I pray that this day will be the day, amen, your set time, amen, for God to move by his mighty power in your life in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you have said today. We thank you, God, by Sekuna Masina Mahuna Mahaya. Yes, Holy Ghost, for what you have done on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we will receive the word of God, and we will give birth, God, in our season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're going to give us a visitation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Not only for us, Father God, but for our family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for all things small over our lives, Father God. Bless their homes. Bless their children. Bless their families, Lord God. Bless this Sunday, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that the angels have been sent out, glory to God, already to bless them wherever they may be on today. Give them encouragement. Lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen their bodies. Lord, strengthen their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know, Father God. Send a revival in our spirit today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Send a revival in our soul today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Send a revival in our finances, God, in the name of Jesus. Send a revival, glory to God, on our jobs. Send a revival, God, in our businesses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Send a revival in our marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Love you with the love of the Lord. And guess what, people of God? Jesus loves you, and so do I. There's a song that I put on after I'm leaving. Praise God. Have a blessed and wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
It's all over.
So-
Say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody great.
Nobody great.